Yo, here's another exclusive from the Tony Scott Morning Riot Show.
On the line, we have Samaya Reese of Love and Hip Hop. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. Really good. Very excited about yesterday's episode.
Talk to us about that for those who have questions about last night's drama.
Sure. Well, we're at a point right now, I guess, episode two, that you saw episode one where, Emily was moving on and we met Kimbella, and, you know, everybody sort of recapping and kind of regrouping. So we had an unfortunate fight that happened, and we were talking about it this time, like trying to figure out what happened, and why it happened, and, you know, trying to figure it out between all the girls, because I think at the time we didn't know. We're like, what just happened? So that was a really big piece of the story.
Was Kimbella still holding ice to her face?
Right.
No. You know what? I've had a chance to get to know Kimbella, and it's really hard for me to see that. And it was really hard for me to see it at the time, even though I didn't
know. I'm a grown-ass man. It was a little hard for me to see that punch, because she connected.
It was hard,
And Samaya, you're the one who is said to be wanting to steer clear of all the drama, huh?
Absolutely, because, you know what, the first season, I came to New York for a reason, right, to work on my music, and then I got the show, and I was overshadowed completely, because there was so much argument, and I was trying to prove my point, they were trying to prove their point, and it was just overshadowed. So this time around, I was like, okay, we could still have those differences, but I really have to get to what I came to New York for.
We've got Samaya Reese on the line, and you're saying that you went to New York, you know, for your music, to focus on that. So to be honest with you, you know how, like, lots of people, they don't really take people seriously like that. They look at it like, this is Joe Budden's, you know, ex jump off, and she's got this banging body, she's beautiful, but are we really going to take her serious musically?
Whatever with him, but as far as music, I've had music before that was out. You guys just are getting to know it. You know, I've been doing stuff in the Latin market for a while. I have my single on rotation in Latin America. We're doing really good with the media based spins. Like, I'm happy, and I think no one's going to stop me. You know, I have investors behind me. I have Midi Mafia behind me. You know, Richie Peña from my Spanish project, and my own tequila. I mean, this is all self-made. Like, I don't see anybody else doing
Samaya.
It by themselves. It's hard, you
Samaya.
Know?
Samaya. But let's be 100. Like, at the end of the day, is, like, America checking for Samaya Reese on the rap side?
It takes time, you know. I think people think, like, oh, you're just going to... I mean, you guys should know this. You can't just, like, come out the gate, like, okay, I'm, like, on the radio unless you come with, like, a major team and millions behind you like that. I just...
Or a hot music.
Together, and we don't really release until first quarter, and... So you don't have to like it, but I don't care.
So you're going
to just focus on people that do like it, and that's pretty much what we're worried about.
What's your nationality? What's the Latin background?
I'm from El Salvador.
El Salvador.
And that's 13.
El Salvador. Samaya Reese, we want to thank you for taking the time this morning to talk to us.
Can we get a calendar? We need another Samaya Reese calendar.
Yeah, you know what? I might be doing something like that. I gotta.
Hell yeah!
It's gonna be a great first quarter next year. Meal tickets, Samaya Reese.
By the time it's going down, this reunion comes out, everything's gonna be different. So.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, girlfriend. You have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.